it's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yes, y'all. This is In the Conversation, the sensation that's running through the nation. Yeah. This is Damian Lemon on the mic. Ali is away, but he'll be back. But in the meantime, between time, it's you and I talking that talk, that one-on-one, you know. Yeah, we here. You know what I mean? Lend an ear. You feel me? You know? How you been? Okay. Yeah, I know. I came in hot. Yeah, because, shit, it's nice outside. In New York. I don't know where everybody else listening from, but in New York, boy, whoo. We didn't hit the 70. We didn't hit the 70 plus. You know, this is about 2 days in a row that it's been nice. It's been nice. And anywhere, but specifically New York, when you coming out of the doom and gloom and brick of them damn winter months, you get that first peek at the spring, that first nice day. Ooh, it's nothing like it, isn't it? You can feel it. It's a collective catharsis. You could feel everybody just, the appreciation is like communal. Damn near feral, you know? Like, it's a moment. We are all the way outside and whatever wind, weather appropriate shit you could put together. Sometimes, because me, I don't know, and I look at the weather app like right before I'm about to step out, right before I'm about to get ready for the day. So, like, you know, I'm a cord cutter. I cut the cord, even though I do have the antennas on the TV, and I am low-key going back to, like, watching just regular TV just so I can get a taste of that evening news. Because I'll be honest with you, I could be disconnected on just the everyday of it all, you know? But, yeah, sometimes I'm like, oh, shit, wait, it's going to be 70 today? Like, I'm still caught up in what was. I'm still in the mindset of the last few days. I'm still thinking it's winter. And I was like, oh, shit, well, I gotta reconfigure this whole situation. So anyway, yeah, it was crazy nice on. It was crazy nice yesterday and today. Today being Tuesday, today for y'all being Wednesday. I was a little hungover on Monday, so I couldn't fully appreciate the beauty that was Monday. Like, I was in the world, but I was ready to go. I had to go back and crash. I just had to come into the city, get a few things done, and retreat back to a quiet place with some blackout curtains and recuperate, you know. I was drinking the night before, not even crazy drinking, but like, I guess as I've gotten older, and I don't, not as I've gotten older, but I don't drink as much as I used to. So my tolerance is like, it's not what it used to be, you know? And I don't know if I want to recondition my tolerance or I'm going to chill. I think I'm going to chill. I think I'm going to be a very super moderate drinker. You know, I like that. I like that. Kind of just drinking responsibly. Just take a couple sips and shit and be conversational with it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not Frank the Tank. I ain't got nothing to prove. So, trying to do that. But, yeah, we here. We might have turned the corner. I don't know. We might have turned the corner. Maybe. I know. I feel like I got to get my car washed, you know, because I got to get that wintertime ash off the whip. You know, wintertime, your car be ashy. Just for a few months, your car be, yeah, look like it need, you know, some lotion, you know. You can have a nice car. Have a real nice car, motherfucker. Like, you come through with a Benz, and niggas like, ooh, that Benz look like it got eczema. You know? You know what I mean? Ooh, car look like Kevin Durant leg. Anyway, but yeah, man, I might do all that. Got an oil change, you know, getting ready, getting, you know, I don't even, that's tedious talk, but you know, yeah, just, that's just everyday shit. I'm going to tell you something. Oh, you know, I got a complaint up front. You know, I be taking a train every so often, right? And we in the Omni era, right? You know, MetroCard season is behind us. So now we out here in the Omni. I don't really fuck with the Omni like that. I've said that before, but I don't really mess with the Omni. I'm trying not to be so profane on the pod too. I've been listening back. I'm like, damn, huh? Why you sound like that? But anyway, yo, I'm not a big fan of the Omni for a couple reasons, but one of my most recent things I noticed is there are very few stations that have more than one Omni machine and like solid stations where, you know, where they would have like a few different MetroCard machines. They got just one Omni machine and that, yo, you could feel the people breathing down your neck dealing with the Omni, because the Omni's a little bit more involved, I think, you know, and quietly. It's something I peeped about the Omni too. Omni will have you in debt. Not in debt, but Omni will, they'll give you a swipe on the arm. And then when you go, because I remember, this is the thing about the Omni, since you rush it, because there's only one Omni, you waiting, you hoping the person before you just kind of gets it a little faster. And your business is out there. You could see everything was going on. So I remember one day I seen this cat. He had a negative balance on the Omni. Looked like a Jeopardy contestant. I'm like, yeah, how you get negative on the Omni? Shit. Let me tell you something. I had a negative balance on the Omni maybe a day later. Because Omni will let you swipe through even if you ain't got nothing on the card. Like at least just one time. So maybe that's cool that you could just get home when you broke. But it's also putting you in arrears with the system. So anyway, yeah, I'm not all the way on board with Omni just like that. But it is what it is. You know, what am I going to do? That's the past. We bring back the MetroCard. I can't do that. I realize as you get old, part of getting old, I mean, the beauty of getting old is staying alive, you know, sticking around. You're still at the party. You know, you still get to hear what the DJ playing. You know, you still here. But the other thing about as you get older, there's a mourning for everything that you grew up with. Like there's a lot, I mean, not just peers and family, but like just institutions, you know? You're like, oh, I remember when that used to be that. And yo, matter of fact, I remember before that was that, it was that. And even before that, it was that. You start to see a whole lot of that. And you just like, dang. Sometimes you even forget what things were. You know? Like, wow. Past has passed. You know? It's bittersweet a little bit, I guess. Speaking of that, and sentimentality, I guess. I saw a post online about it was like I don't know if y'all seen this. It's like this little side by side of a clip of the Cosby Show, like how it first ran and how it's running on streaming, and like the streaming looks all washed out. You know, you would imagine the streaming would look, you know, brightened up or at least look better than before, you know, enhanced or whatever. But it looked like. Yeah, it just looked washed out. Looked like when you first washed some real black jeans, you know? When back in the days, yo, I used to hate when I had a fire pair of black jeans, and then at some point you got to wash them. And then you wash and they turn gray on you. They look nasty. They ain't what they were. That's what this Cosby Show clip looked like. And it was just saying, like, you know, it was trying to make the case, not even trying to make, it was making the case of physical media or original copies, things of that nature. Because also, you know, sometimes in the streaming era or even syndication era, things can get pulled. and get edited out. And for people that never seen the original, they wouldn't even know. But for other people, it's like, yo, wait a minute. That's not how that went, you know? And, you know, I give you a perfect example. This is not even in the streaming era. This is pre-streaming. But I remember, this is just off the top of the head, I remember there was an episode of Seinfeld where they went to the Puerto Rican Day Parade, and Kramer being Kramer before he was Kramer. But or before he was on his Michael Richards, you know. But Kramer being Kramer character-wise, he's at the Puerto Rican Day. Somehow, I think it was Kramer. This is crazy. Somehow, one of the Puerto Rican Day flags catches on fire, and they got to stomp it out, you know, to kill the fire. But, you know, I guess Puerto Ricans wasn't feeling that, you know. And they cut that. You cannot find that. That's out of there. But I do remember that. I do remember that. For sure. Anyway, shout out to my Puerto Ricans. You know, that's it. What's going on, man? What's going on with me? I'm chilling, you know, just out here doing shows. Had a cool time. I was at Union Hall this past weekend. That was a vibe. Shout out to Carolina Montescu, nice little show. I like playing Union Hall. I played Union Hall a couple times in the last month or two. I hadn't been to Union Hall in a while. I used to be up in Union Hall quite a bit. I like that venue. It's still a good curator and incubator of like solid up and coming comedy talent and probably beyond, but like, you know, like the comedians that are on the verge, and then, you know, comedians that get busy, you know what I'm saying? But like, it's one of them places where they cultivate a good, I don't even say roster, but a good presentation of comedy. You know, I guess years ago you would call it an alt scene mainstay. I don't even know if the alt scene is still around, but if it is, this is definitely one of them places that, you know, that this is still has alt scene sensibilities or whatever, you know. So I think that's really dope. You know, I really do feel like a comedy club is only as good as the booker and the curation, you know. Like if you want to, especially somewhere like in New York where there's so many places to go see comedy, like if you really want to be competitive and have a long lasting presence, you know, you need that. Your eye needs to be good. You need to present dope lineups. And Union Hall is definitely one of them places that they know how to, they do well at their corner of it, their niche. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's a good spot. Long story short, I had a good time there. That was fun. Kicked it afterward, you know. That's where some of the drinking went. But that was fun. I fell through Eastville just on the humble because I was at the first Saturdays, you know. And then afterward, I just kind of pulled up on Eastville, wound up going on stage and, you know, working some shit out, just having fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, just it was what it was. I miss that. That's part of the game too. You know, just the drop in. You know what I'm saying? Get your drop in on and just talk about whatever's on your mind. You know, and I was really like, just, it was very ephemeral. You know what I'm saying? So that was dope. Trying to think what else is going on. I told y'all I got the oil change. What's up? Just to show you, I guess, not to show you where my mind is at, but like I was just looking at my computer. First of all, I'm looking at my desk, my literal desktop. It's a lot going on. You know what I mean? I need to really consolidate, bust a lot of this down, throw it away. Shout out to all the clutter bugs in the world. Cats that claim, you know, there's a method to the madness. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I got things I gotta move around and get rid of, and you know what I'm saying? Things that need to be thrown away, shredded, t-
tossed. You know,
it's ridiculous looking at that. My computer desktop is fine. It ain't crazy, crazy. It's not as crazy as it can be. But yo, I was just looking on the internet. I was looking on my browser. I got 143 open tabs. I'm playing myself. I got 143. I got to just start shutting some of this down because obviously it's not. Give it up. You're not. What are you going to do? You're going to read. You're going to finally read that article from 3 months ago that you still got open? Come on, man. That's ain't even relevant no more. I know you want to stay informed, but come on now. Good boy. It's crazy. You know, I'm going to tell you something that's been, I found myself just singing it a lot. I'm not for all of the AI, you know, I'm not for all of the AI songs and all of that, but there's one AI record that I like. I don't even know the name of the, let me see if I got the name of the AI artist. You know, you want to give credit to the prompter, I guess. Y'all probably definitely, what's the, I can't find it. What's the name of this AI artist? That's interesting. I can't find it right in this moment, but, you know, the record will be like, this nigga dead. Oh, no. Niggas die every day. Yo, I don't know why I get a kick out of that ignorant ass shit. Yo, that makes me, it hasn't worn off. That just still so funny, especially when it's paired with some of these wild little visuals. But it's just so over the top. It's so over the top. So, yo, I just loved it every time I would come across it on like somebody's reel or something. So one day I said, oh, that's the, I forget who, Verners or something. I forget the name of the person. I can't find it. But I went and streamed it. And I listened to it. It got about 3 verses to it. And the verses are funny. But, yeah, I'm currently failing that record. That's my joy. You know, please. I will tell you this, though. If I was to die, please do not play that at my funeral. That is in poor taste. But while we alive, there's some jokes to it. It makes me chuckle. But, yeah, that's my joint. Let me know if y'all rocking with that. Let me know if y'all rocking with that. Or if there's any other AI records that have broken you down. Or maybe you are team AI. You know, I was talking to a neighbor of mine. Older cat who used to be part of like an acapella group, old school cat, used to be part of an acapella group, and he's you know, writing songs still, and he's been using AI to write songs. And I was like, oh, all right, interesting, you know, like he's embracing the technology, you know, he's an old head, which was kind of inspiring. It's like, why you acting like a Luddite? Are you trying to fight the future? You know what I'm saying, man? You better get in while there's still some time. Better learn the prompt. Anyway. I'm going to let y'all know right now, just mid-pod. This is just announced. I'm doing a show out in Long Island at Governor's. I'm going to pop up at Governor's on Saturday night, 7 p.m. show. By the time you hear this, tickets should be on sale. Go to DamianLemon.com. I should have a link there. Or govs.com. Governor's out. I want to say that's out in Levittown, Long Island. You know, it's always cool. I like that room. So we're going to wild out for a little bit. So, yeah. If you rock it with that, come on through. I tell you something else I'm messing with right now. Oh, I finished Razor Blade Tears. I was telling y'all about that, the latest S.A. Cosby book that I was listening to. I liked it. I don't know if I liked it as much as King of Ashes, but yeah, Razor Blade Tears is cool. I liked it, and now I'm listening to, what's this joint called? Great Black Hope? I'm listening to Great Black Hope, which is by Rob Franklin. It's pretty good. I don't know if the reader is as dynamic as my man that's been reading for the S.A. Cosby. You know, it's two different styles. This cat is a little bit more monotone. So if you're not paying attention, you could be a few passages behind just because it kind of just blends into the background. The cat was rocking with S.A. Cosby. He's trying to win a Grammy. You know, this other guy, he's just trying to get this check. Get to the other side of the invoice. But it's pretty good so far. But I'm not going to lie. As an audiobook, it's not as compelling. You know, I feel like I might need to go ahead and grab the actual physical and read it myself, because I think the voice in my head is better than the voice on the audio. You know, you ever do that? You ever start reading a book and then go to the audio book, you know, and then you hear their voice versus the voice you had in your head for how you were listening, how you were reading it, and it clashes a little bit. I don't know. Maybe that's something I do. But something else I wanted to talk about. Speaking of the young internets, I think is really, really funny who I've been seeing. I just got hip to this cat. Shout out to Nikki P. I think she put me on to him or sent me one of the reels. Oh, happy International Women's Day. Did it pass? I think is it today or is it yesterday? But then shout out to the women's, to the ladies. Happy anniversary. You know, it's Women's History Month, you know. Salute. But why can I not find what I'm looking for? I can't find none of the stuff that I'm looking for. While I guess I should have did some pre-pro, but this is Grinlock. This cat on Instagram called Grinlock Anime. He got some real satirical cultural, like, black ass anime content type of thing. Maybe in the vibe of kind of in the same vein as Boondocks, you know? Like, I don't know if there's been anything in the animated space that's kind of gotten to, you know, talking about race and, you know, like just cultural idiosyncrasies and satire in a dedicated manner since the Boondocks. Maybe I'm bugging. Maybe I'm forgetting something. If so, you know, put me on. Say something in the comments, because maybe I'm blanking. I'm not the biggest anime fan anyway, but yo, he got some funny joints. He did a thing called, Black Crab, kind of talking about the whole crabs in a barrel phenomenon. Also did this thing, Black Ice, you know, with the whole, you know, that goes to the old saying that there's people that believe white ice is colder. You know, like things that are really jumping off from like old, like, you know, black idioms and, you know, just like some real, I would like to say deep cut blackness, but nowadays I don't know if anything is deep cut anymore. Everything feels open source. I put up a thing on my stories a while ago, and I don't know if everybody caught it, but it was like this reel where this woman was like, black people and just black people. What do we say when we doing this? Like, how will we say it when we doing it? Like, all of these questions, you know, that are kind of like, is this person even black? You know, or are they just fishing for cultural knowledge to weaponize or to use to monetize, you know, the feeling of being seen? Because I think, especially if you believe you're marginalized, and not to, you know, it is, I mean, there's a lot of systematic proof, but if you don't feel like you get a fair shake across the board, or you don't feel like there's equal opportunity, anytime the camera pans to you, this whole like, deep appreciation for feeling seen, feels like validation. It is very powerful and dangerous if used in the wrong hands. So sometimes, like I halfway joke that some of these, you know, bots and accounts that are like blackface and our Cointel Pro, or the new Cointel Pro, where we just kind of, they're kind of interloping, they in there and in the fray and starting discord, whether it's diaspora wars or whether, you know, whatever. It's like, you know, distrust of male-female relationships and, you know, whatever. Like, really getting in the culture in a divisive manner, but acting as though it's of the community and we just talking to ourselves, and it's like, nah. And then the way that we could just kind of voluntarily just give away the quote unquote recipes, you know, you don't know who is paying attention. Yo, this page that I just promoted could be white. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, matter of fact, I don't know if it's an endorsement. I just said this is what I'm paying attention to. I'm paying attention to that. So that's that. This might be a short day. I ain't got nothing to recap. I didn't plug the governor's show. I will be out in New Haven on the 28th of this month, Saturday the 28th, at Read the Room. Shout out to my man, Sean Murray. Yeah, I'll be out in New Haven, Connecticut on the 28th of this month. And my man, Sean Murray's Read the Room show. That's always fun. I did it a couple months ago. I'm going to throw that up on the tube, too. I've been meaning to throw that up. But y'all had a good time out there in this nice little bookstore. I've talked about it. It was a vibe. Sean Murray, real funny comic out there based out of Connecticut. Really dope show. So I'm excited about that. If you're in the Connecticut area, I will be out your way. I might even be out there later on in April, too. I'm just waiting on that paperwork to get signed. Some paperwork. Be signed out here. You know, that's the tedium of business. You know what I'm saying? Just waiting on the deals to close and getting the rebounds. You know what I'm saying? Not letting the play go dead. You know, I always equate it to fishing. You know, don't let the line go slack. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, rock out. And it is an exercise in patience too, you know? But yeah, man, we gonna populate this calendar. We're gonna have some more things coming. You know, I got a few things going on the local front. Always check out the IG stories for that. You wanna see me in New York City, I'm always working. But on the road, I'll definitely post it on, you know, DamianLemon.com. And, man, yeah, man, this might be it. This might be a shouty. Shout out to Plies. This is a shouty. I'm trying to think, do I have anything else to say? Nah, I wish I could speak on this whole Iran situation, but I need to read more. I don't like it. You know, obviously I'm against the war, and it feels like it's ridiculous, you know. It's just, you know, and it feels like it's this is just what it feels like. This is anecdotal, this is not studied, but it just feels as though it's definitely rooted in some type of corruption and some type of pocket line, and you know, and unfortunately it's probably gonna be casualties, quite like many casualties on both sides, and it feels as though it could have been very avoidable. But you know, that's part of the roller coaster ride of what we going through. You know what I mean? Like, till you get the chance to vote again, you know, you gotta, this is resilience season, as I say. It's gotta hang in there. you know, and enjoy these sunny days and that alcohol, you know, and if you believe, pray, you know. You know what I'm saying? If you got somebody in your life, love them strong. All right, now I'm just talking. I'm just rambling. No, but everything I said, I truly mean it sincerely. But I'm not going to lie, I'm trying to fill time. And I'm about to transform and roll out, yo. This was a shorty. This was a quick one. I just wanted to touch base with y'all. I'm about to go attack these 143 open tabs. And I will holler at y'all next week. All right. Hey, yo, hit me in the comments on these IG. And I'm going to start doing some more IG stuff. Let me know what y'all want to see on that page, because I know it's looking monotonous with just the title card. And it definitely needs to be a little bit more dynamic. But what would you like to see on there? And also, man, like, jump in the comments, man. Let me know y'all listening. You know what I'm saying? Because truth be told, especially now that it's a one-on-one, even just in theory, it's not even a one-on-one, it's a one-on all of y'all, but since it's a one-way conversation more often than not, and not what it used to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would love some feedback, because some days I feel like I'm just shouting into a void, you know what I mean? And I know we see the plays, but yeah, talk to the people, shout out to the people that do, you know, hit me in the DMs and the comments and all of that. But yeah, nah. And tell a friend to tell a friend, like I'll be saying at the end of all of that. And an enemy. I don't know why I still say the enemy thing. It's just something to say. Sometimes you get locked into, you know, a sign on or a sign off. I came in differently than typical. You know what I'm saying? We trying to shake shit up, you know. Weather about to break. You know what I'm saying? About to go back to sweating again. You know what I mean? But shit. Again, I'm rambling. I'm about to side off for sure right now. Y'all stay cool. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend, and even an enemy, to get in the conversation. Hello. I'm out. Conversations.